The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Shrisus daf yutes. The Gemara on this daf is perhaps the most central Gemara in Shas for a very klolius dika rule called misasik, a very general rule that is used all over Shas called misasik. Misasik basically means that if a person did not even realize they were doing the Aveira, for example, they were sleeping and they performed an Aveira during their sleep, or let's say it would be, let's say, Shabbos, and he walked out of an Erev with something in his pocket, not even realizing that there was something in his pocket. So he had no idea that what he was doing was a real Haitzah. So the Gemara says, Ashechot Abra Parat Misasik, that even though if somebody did an Aveira b'shoigeg, if they did an Aveira by mistake, they bring a carbon. But if they were misasik, they didn't even realize what they're doing, then they are exempt from bringing a carbon. And this is the principle called misasik. Being that this is the central sugi of it, I would like to speak about this idea and concept of misasik in this shir. There's a very famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's in a tshuva. It's a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Madura Kamis Minches, that he says a big chiddush describing this idea of misasik. Simply, when we learn the Gemara about misasik, we can make an assumption that the same way the Gemara is saying that if somebody was misasik, they didn't even realize that they were performing an Aveira, they are exempt from bringing a carbon. Not only are they exempt from bringing a carbon, in essence, they haven't done an Aveira whatsoever. Just like the Torah exempts them from a carbon, the Torah is like saying that he, in essence, has not done an Aveira. He did not perform. The sin is not performed. It's not a sin. A sin is an action of a person. Peshoigig means he thought that the action was permitted, was permissible, and really it's prohibited. So he made a mistake, so he was negligent to a certain degree, he didn't realize that it was really prohibited, but he should have been more careful, he should have been more learned, he should have been more on top of himself to remember that, let's say, that day was Shabbos, or whatever the shoigeg was. But when it comes to misasik, what should a person do? What do you want from him? In his sleep he did an Aveira, he can't control himself. We're only human, and the Gemara, we would think, means to say that he's potter from bringing a carbon because he hasn't performed an Aveira at all. It's not considered a sin if he did an Aveira as a misasik. However, comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger in this tshuva, and he says a chiddush himself, notes that he's saying a chiddush, and he says that although the Gemara learns out that misasik is exempt from bringing a carbon, that does not mean to say he did not violate an aveira. He in fact violated the aveira. It's just that the Torah exempts him from a carbon. In other words, when he's a shoigeg, when he's at the level of shoigeg, he made a mistake. So there was enough negligence that the Torah required that he brings a carbon. When he's misasik, he was less negligent. He was a oinis. He had absolutely no idea he was performing such an action. And he's less negligent. And therefore, he's exempt from bringing a carbon. He does not need so much kapara for what he did. But that doesn't mean to say that we don't classify what he did as not an aveir. It is, in fact, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to propose, that it is considered an aveir. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, he explains like this, that there's a Chavis Das, the Nesivas HaMishpat in his Sefer Mikor Chaim, he brings down Poiskim that say that if somebody has Chametz in his house and he doesn't know about it, So it's considered that he was over an aver. He was over an aver by mistake. So the Chavis Das, the Nesivis HaMishpat asks, how could it be that a person that doesn't know that he has Chametz is over an aver, isn't he a Mesasik? So Chavis Das and other Achroinim give an answer, and they say it depends what the aver is. He says, there's a chilik between an avera that requires an action and an avera that doesn't require an action. Since the avera of having chametz does not require an action, so therefore, the p'tur of misasik doesn't apply. Really, if the p'tur of misasik would apply, he would be considered that he did not do any avera. But the types of averas that do not require actions are not excluded with this exclusion of Misasik. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to say, according to his explanation, it's understood why the Poskim say that if he didn't realize he had Chametz, he was in violation of an Avera. Because it's true that the Gemara excluded Misasik from bringing a carbon, but as we said, that doesn't mean he didn't violate an Avera. He did an Avera. It's Avera Ba'inis. What do you mean? What's the difference if he's doing an Avera or not doing an Avera? The difference would be if somebody would have to stop him. Let's say Reuven sees Shimon doing an Avera as a Misasik. So if he's not doing an Avera at all, so why tell him? He's not doing anything wrong. He's doing everything perfectly correct. But if he's doing an Avera, then another person should stop. And you're right, he's an oinus, he doesn't realize. But if we're able to stop an avera from happening, then we should stop it. There's another halacha that is mentioned in this sugya pertaining to this discussion. And that is a remoinia redea simen shinayin beisif aleph. There it says that if a kohen is sleeping in an oil hames, a kohen is not allowed to be in the same tent, in the same building, all fitting into all the rules of what oil is, as a mace, as a corpse. And it says over there that if the kohen is sleeping and there's a mace there, we have to wake him up. So the question is, somebody asked if Shlomo Eger, why do you have to wake him up? The one who's sleeping doesn't realize bichlal that he's in the same tent as a mace. So he's a misasik, so he's not doing an aveir at all. Says Reb Shlomo Eger, according to the way his father explained, it's very understood. Even though he is a misasik, true he is a misasik, and the Gemara tells us that if somebody is at the level of misasik, they are exempt from bringing a carbon. But that does not mean to say he's not doing an aveir. He is in fact doing an aveir, and for that, we should wake him up to avoid the Avera from happening. So that is the Yisoyud of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger goes one step further, and he says, this that we say, there's really two different types of Misasik. There's a Misasik by Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves. When it comes to Shabbos, there's a special exemption of a Misasik. And that exemption of Misasik, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, comes to say that when it's Shabbos, since it's lacking in Meleches Machsheves, so therefore it's not even an Avera. Although the Misasik of the whole Torah, it's considered that he did an Avera, albeit that it's an Oinus. He's only an Oinus, but he did an Avera. However, when it comes to Shabbos, there it's considered that he didn't even do an Avera. So those are the two Chidushim of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's worth noting, like we saw before, in the Nesivos, that he assumed that Misasik is not considered doing any Aveir at all. There's also many Achrayim that come and prove that the Rambam is of the opinion that it's not considered that he did an Aveir at all. So that is one discussion. There's another very interesting discussion which connects to that first discussion. And that is that there is a tshuva of the Shiva Tzion, that he was asked, he discusses somebody that went ahead and they ate a fruit, they ate a food that they weren't required, it was assumed had no bugs, it was assumed, halachically assumed to be bug-free. But it turned out that there were bugs, and he ate the bugs. So the question is, did he in fact do an aveir? Should he? Does he need a kapara? Does he have to do tshuva for it? And so the Yeshiva Tzion says that when the halacha is that you're exempt from checking the food from bugs, then even if indeed you ate the bugs, you are exempt. You have not done any aveira, being that we say misasik. Misasik is considered that you haven't done any aveira. Now, to say this, Shibastiyan, we have to explain one more concept, and that is, the Gemara here itself says that even though we say misasik is exempt from bringing a carbon, but there's two types of aveiras where the rule of misasik doesn't apply. Chalovim v'arayis, when it comes to prohibitions of eating things, like chalev, or the prohibitions of prohibited marriages, znus, of prohibited marriages, arayis, there we say that even though he's misasik, he did not realize what he was doing, nevertheless, he is chayev, he'll be obligated to bring a korban. He has, in fact, violated the aveira. There it's clear, the Gemara says he for sure violated the aveir. The Gemara says shekein nena, because he benefited. There's a discussion, perhaps we'll get to it. What does that mean, shekein nena? What does that mean? What's the understanding of that? Why is it so that just because he benefited from the chilev or from the erva, that therefore it's considered that he did the aveira, even though he was misasik, even though he did not realize what he was doing? So this Shivas Tzion needs a little bit more explanation, that even though the Shivas Tzion is saying that if somebody ate bugs or worms when they were not obligated to check the food, he says he's exempt because he did not even do an aveira because he was misasik. What do you mean? Why is he misasik? He did an aveira that involves eating. And the Gemara says that by chalovim v'arayis, by eating, we don't say the exemption of misasik. So the Shivas Tzion explains that the Gemara says chalovim v'arayis is chayiv even by misasik, shekei nene, because he benefited. That's all things that a person benefits. But a worm that is disgusting, that a person doesn't like, so there, it's not considered that he's nana. And the Shailas Tshuvas Torah Lishma Siman Yeshud says basically the same thing as this Shivas Tzion, that if somebody went ahead and they ate a food that was, a person was not obligated to check it, and it turned out that there were worms, a person bit into an apple and he wasn't obligated to check it in a case where he wasn't, and he sees a half a worm left, in other words, he ate the first half. So he says does not have to do tshuva, there's no kapara that he needs because he did not violate anything since he was misasik. He did not perform any aveir. He still says he should feel bad, he should say vidui for that, that something like that happened to him, a Baal Nefesh should be machmer to do a kapar even on a oynes. He does, it's interesting, hagdore what he says, because the chayr, if he's going, that there's no aveir at all, so then the chayr shouldn't need anything. If there is an aveir, so what does he mean that he's misasik? Okay. So I'm not sure exactly what this Torah Lishma says, but the Shivas Tzion clearly says that he's misasik, and therefore, the chayr, he would not have to do tshuva at all. Maybe some higher madrig of tshuva, I don't know. Kipshuta, according to the Shivas Tzion, a person would not have to do an aveir, say vidui at all, for eating a worm when he wasn't obligated to check for the worm. This is all the Shivas Tzion. Comes the Imrei Bina in Yeridaya, Achasbas Bechalav Simen Dalet, and he disagrees with the Shivas Tzion. He says, we just had before a Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger said that when the whole halacha of Misasek is only to say that he doesn't have to bring a carbon. But it doesn't mean that he didn't do an Aveira. He certainly did an Aveira. So says the Rebino, L'chaira, I don't understand, L'chaira, the Shivas Tzion is incorrect. L'chaira, if somebody ate a worm, even on a food, that he wasn't obligated to check for it, L'chaira, he was in violation of an Aveira, although it was a Misasek, but L'maisa, he did an Aveira. Even Misasek is considered an Aveira. It's a Shoigeg. It's more of a Shoigeg than a regular Shoigeg. He's a Oines type of thing. But the bottom line is that he did some sort of an Aveira. And he says, certainly, those that he brings down that there are those that want to say, which we will hopefully see soon, a name of somebody that seems allegedly held like that. And he says, certainly, those that want to say that even if he ate something that he was obligated to check, he's also exempt, that's for sure an incorrect. Because that's for sure incorrect. Now, the Shiva Tzion himself agrees that if he was obligated to check, then we don't say Misasek. The Shiva Tzion says that if he was obligated to check, so then it's considered that he intended to eat it. He doesn't consider it misasik at all. If it's a type of food that you're obligated to check if it has worms, in other words, it's muhsik tafta eloim, it's quite likely that it has worms or bugs, so then it's considered as if you intended to eat it. So you have nothing to do with misasik at all. So there the Shiva Tzion agrees. In that case, the Shiva Tzion agrees to Rebina that he did an aveir. Then the Shiva Tzion, the Rebina, disagrees with the Shiva Tzion on another point. He says the Shiva Tzion is assuming that bugs is not considered nene. Bugs is not considered like chaylev and have this exclusion of misasik. Says the Rebina, it's not true. The idea of chalovim and arayis, the idea of chaylev, the reason why chaylev does not have the rule of misasik is because he ate it and it went into his body. It doesn't mean that he enjoyed eating it. Even if he did not enjoy eating it, he's also included in the rule of chaylev, and therefore he does not have the exemption of misasik. So the Mebina says, for two strong reasons, I disagree with the Shiva Tzion. First of all, it's like chaylev, and second of all, even if it would have the din of misasik, he still did an aveira, although it was a shayig or a aynis. Now the Shiva Tzion will say, no. The Shiva Tzion will say that it's Shekein Nana means that he benefited. And here he's not benefiting, so therefore I don't have the halacha of Shekein Nana, I don't have the halacha that Chelev and Arayis are excluded from the idea of Misasik. There's a tshuva in the Tshuvas van Haggis that's written by Rav Moshe Steinbach Zoltan Gesund. And this is in Chelik Dalet Simek of Tzadi. He brings down and quotes a story. I've heard it before. So allegedly, there's a story that goes as follows. Allegedly, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter sent a letter to Rabbi Kiva Eger. And in his letter, he wrote to Rabbi Kiva Eger a question. He wanted to know, why is it that anybody has to check foods for bugs? Worst case scenario, asks Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, let's say there will be a bug, and he'll eat the bug. He'll be a misasik, and it will come out. He didn't do any aveira. And then, as the story goes, whether I can't tell you 100% that it's true, but as the story goes, he did not get any letter back from Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he wondered why Rabbi Kiva Eger did not give him any response. Later, at some point later, he met the son of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he met Reb Shlaima Eger, and he told him about this letter that he sent to Rabbi Kiva Eger and his question, And he said, and Rabbi Shlomo Eiger told Rabbi Yisrael Salanter why Rabbi Akiva Eiger did not send him back a letter. And he told him that Rabbi Akiva Eiger held that his question is not a question. Rabbi Shlomo Eiger said that Rabbi Akiva Eiger held, of course you have to check foods for bugs. Because even if you'll tell me that he's a misasik, but as Rabbi Akiva Eiger says in his tshuva, even if he's misasik, he did an avera. He in fact violated an avera. And if the story is true, it would come out that Bisrael Salanter held that even when he's obligated to check, he's considered misasik. It's not considered like the Shiva Tzion said, that since you're obligated to check, it's considered as if you had in mind to eat it. And also he held, not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that misasik is not an avera at all. And also he held, like the Shiva Tzion, that it's not considered shekeinena. But come out to Bisrael Salanter in his question that he sent to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he held all three things. And because of that, he was wondering, why is it they're obligated to check food for bugs when it's muchsa b'taloyim? But then Rabbi Akiva Eiger held not like that, at least on that point. Rabbeinu goes against it on all three points. And this, I hope, opens up the sugya and gives us a better understanding of this whole sugya of misasik. This concludes this shir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.